With us right now is Nick Szabo. He is the 121st in our series of interviews looking at the growing entrepreneurial movement in the greater St. Louis area. He recently got what's called an ARCH grant, I think $50,000, to work here in St. Louis for his startup. Is it called Swizzle?
It is called Swizzle. Yeah.
That's a stick and a drink.
It's exactly what that is, yeah. When we first started, we were working with different kind of creators, people who make video, and we are helping them mix together their different videos in a way that's, you know, doesn't copy videos and stuff like that. So we had the Swizzle stick to mix up your videos.
What does Swizzle do?
Well, Swizzle right now has grown up a lot since that phase. We are now basically solving problems in the influencer market. So YouTubers and bloggers and people that, you know, these online celebrities that influence people, we work in that market to build different tools.
Okay, so there's somebody who's online, he's blogging, he's got a following. Someone's online on YouTube, she's got a following.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working for that person or for the person trying to reach that person?
Both. So right now we've built a couple of tools in the past, but the one that we're excited about is the one that we're working on now called Swizzle Labs. It's basically an analytics system for influencers, so that YouTuber, that blogger, where they can really see their reach in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing basics like just views and stuff like that, we actually go in deep, and we have a programmer who write a program that can actually read. So they read comments and descriptions and know what people feel and use that to kind of expand our analytics. And then on the other side, for the advertisers, we're, for the first time ever, having a large database of influencers and who they're influencing and how well they're influencing them. So we can help advertisers connect through their target market and tell them, hey, this is the person to do a brand deal with.
Give me a theoretical or real example of how this might work.
Let's say you want to, right now we're working, focusing on the beauty industry in Seoul, huge industry. If you
that's
want
Seoul, South Korea.
Seoul, South Korea. Yeah, that's where we started, basically. So let's say you sell makeup, right? And you want to sell it and you want to bust into Seoul for the first time. You know nothing about that area. You're trying to figure it out, and you figure a good way to do it would be through a YouTuber. You know nothing about the YouTubers. You can see like kind of top 10 charts on the planet, but nothing really specific there. We would be able to tell you, okay, you're trying to reach this target market. These are the people that they're watching the videos for.
Ah, so you would advertise on that person's YouTube?
Even better, you'd actually contact that YouTuber themselves and have them make a video the way that they make all their other videos, the way that they've gotten their hundreds of thousands of fans. They know their market better than you do. You just tell them a set of goals. I'm trying to sell this product here. We want to use you. And they might do like a how-to video and say, first off, buy this product from them. And then go through the whole thing.
Because let's say you were a fan of the Bee Gees. If the Bee Gees were doing something for a product, you might look at that product.
Oh, absolutely. Influencer marketing is 4 times as likely to actually lead to a conversion than any other type of marketing.
Is that right? Now, okay, let's talk a little bit about Swizzle. You're now based in St. Louis?
We're split. So we
Seoul, South Korea, and St. Louis.
Yes.
A lot of companies doing that.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, actually none. I can't think of any other that's based in Seoul and St.
Louis. Not in St. Louis, but
right.
A lot of companies are trying to break out of the Seoul market. Seoul is an interesting... Or South Korea is an interesting market because it's kind of... It's very specific. The Koreans are very... They like very specific things, and it's kind of difficult to build a product from there that reaches the rest of the world. So a lot of companies are trying to open up into different locations. Most of them are going to the Valley.
They like their Samsung. You don't see a lot of Apple products there, do you?
No, not a lot. I think Apple penetration is like 10%.
It's kind of funny when you get there. Okay, so you lived in Seoul.
Yes.
And now you're in St. Louis?
I just moved to St. Louis in November.
From
Seoul.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're operating at 9/11 Washington?
Yep, right in the T-Rex Center.
You got $50,000 and that's what it took to lure you here?
Actually, the 50 grand, to be honest, I have a company and 9 people. 50 grand is not a lot of money. The real big thing was I wanted to come to St. Louis specifically, and ARCH Grants made it happen, not just with money, but with connections. I feel like I came here and I've always been here because of the ARCH Grants. So I spent the first quarter of this year looking at cities all across the United States to find the one to go to. And obviously, I looked at big three, you know, Silicon Valley and New York and Austin. And I realized that those aren't the best places to go. A lot of people in the startup community think that you want to go to your biggest competition and sit right next to their door. And I think that that's kind of silly. Cost of living out there is crazy. But I knocked those out and I started looking at cities all over months. I actually ignored St. Louis for most of it because I'm an UMSL grad. I come from here, but it was like 6 years ago and there's nothing here. So kept on ignoring it. People kept on telling me to come by. I kept on ignoring them until finally, unfortunately, my grandmother passed away. She was out here. I was in town. I was like, well, let me check it out. And it just blew me away. I mean, St. Louis is phenomenal. I had my co-founder come out with me. Him and I have been to startup cities literally all over the planet. It took him 2 hours being in St. Louis. And he was like, this is it. This is our home. We have to be here.
Where's he from?
He's Korean. He's from Seoul.
He's from Seoul.
He's still in Seoul right now.
Yeah. And where are you from originally?
I'm a military brat, so I was born in Spain. I lived the first 16 years of my life basically in Europe.
You hear this, ladies and gentlemen, the guy's a military brat, grew up in Europe, the company's based in Seoul, and he decided that his business should be based in St. Louis, Missouri, not Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas. That's pretty impressive. So is Swizzle available right now for somebody who wants to take advantage of its services?
So the Swizzle Labs that I was talking about, it's all in-house technology. So we're opening up our consulting. Actually, this month, we'll be ready in the next couple of weeks to start doing consulting for advertisers as well as creators, influencers, helping connect them, doing deeper analytics. We're working with some multi-channel networks, basically big networks of YouTubers over in Korea that we already have partnerships with and building our database, starting with them and expanding. So we're going to start working with marketers out here to connect them with Seoul.
Aside from the 300 mile per hour trains, what's the biggest difference between Seoul and St. Louis?
Ooh, the biggest difference? The food. The food is phenomenal out there. I like the food here, don't get me wrong, but man, Korean food's awesome. But other than that, yeah, the public transportation. I didn't need a car out there.
No, you don't. And also, the thing is, though, there's a homogeneity in Seoul that you don't have in the States. I mean, there's a lot of Asians with black hair in Seoul, and you might see once in a while an Asian with blonde hair, but it's not too often.
And it's dyed, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it is, yeah, absolutely.
And that's actually changing a lot over the last year. When I first got there a couple years ago, everything was very just conformist. But fashion has been, it's always been taken off there, but it's really been blasting over the last year. And, I was actually commenting on it a couple weeks ago when I was there looking around, I was in the subway station and everybody looked different, which is one of the first times that I saw that.
I would say those South Koreans are pretty fashion conscious, at least in the big cities, aren't they?
Oh yeah. No, everybody looks great. My wife was commenting when we first got there that, she used to go to the gym in her workout clothes. And a couple weeks in Seoul, and she had to start wearing like dresses to go to the gym and change there and wear dresses to come back because she get looked at weird. So
for better or worse, it's interesting. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. So if we want more information about Swizzle, do we find you online?
Yeah, getswizzle.com. That's GETSWIZZLE.com.
Fantastic. Nick Szabo, thanks for joining us today. You were the 121st interview in our series of interviews with entrepreneurs, taking a look at the growing innovative technology scene here in St. Louis. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's all we have for today. Rush is next. Mark Reardon at 2 o'clock tomorrow. More tickets to Lion in Winter. When you hear me, Lion in Winter. Be the third caller, 436-7900. If you've got a comment, it's 444-3000.